This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for May 17th. I'm Paul Plack. The space shuttle Endeavour got off safely and on time yesterday morning for mission STS-134, its last. The crew will dock with the International Space Station tomorrow. Today, Atlantis is scheduled to be moved from its processing hangar to the Vehicle Assembly Building in preparation for its last flight. Investigators at BEA, the French agency which investigates aircraft accidents, say they were able to download from both the flight data and cockpit voice recorders from Air France Flight 447 over the weekend. Today is the official opening day of the three-day European Business Aviation Convention and Exposition in Geneva, Switzerland, EBACE, and Nextent Aerospace says it will use the venue to show off the first fully conforming production 400XT. Air China and Cathay Pacific Airways have announced the consolidation of their cargo businesses in a Beijing ceremony to launch the new Air China Cargo. Alaska Airlines has received the FAA's Diamond Award for Maintenance Training Excellence for the 10th consecutive year. Lockheed Martin reports its F-35 test fleet has now made 331 flights this year. 29 fourth and fifth grade Girl Scouts earned their aerospace badges on Saturday, May 7th, at the Greenville Downtown Airport in South Carolina. We'll take new aviators wherever we can find them, especially if they bring along a box of Thin Mints. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's special feature, in the first of two parts, EAA President Rod Hightower talks about his imminent transition into the chairman's job. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.